Welcome back and welcome to the Ethics Game Show. First off, please remember to silence your cell phones and anything that chirps and beeps, etc. I am thrilled to introduce a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts of America to be our moderator today, Judge Christine Weems of the 281st District Court in Harris County. Judge Weems has a wide range of litigation experience and has been on the bench since 2018. She graduated from UT Austin and attended South Texas College of Law. Judge Weems is double board certified in personal injury trial law and civil trial law, and also serves as the director of the mock trial program and as an adjunct professor at the University of Houston Law Center. And her biography goes on quite a ways, and I definitely recommend it to you in the materials. She does a lot of really cool, interesting things. She will have her hands full with two partners from Scott Douglas and McConico here in Austin. At the far end, we have Sam Johnson, who received his undergraduate degree from Baylor and his law degree from UT, where he was a teaching quiz master. Anybody else out here was a teaching quiz master? Woo! So I loved it. Yes, it is a bond that lasts for a really, really long time from first year sections. He clerked for Judge Fitzwater on the district bench in Dallas and currently litigates complex business disputes and defends lawyers in legal malpractice cases. And of course, it wouldn't be a game show without my former TQ mate, Jane Weber, who is a WT grad, clerked for Judge Reynaldo Garza on the Fifth Circuit. She is board certified in civil appellate law and has successfully argued at the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as all of our favorite Texas appellate courts. With that, Judge Weems, over to you.
Thank you so much. We are very excited to be here. We're trying to make ethics somewhat interesting for you because everyone knows we all need this component, and yet sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle. So instead, we make it competitive. I even brought a trophy. It literally says, "Not my first rodeo," which I think is very, very appropriate for whoever wins this. So that being said, we're going to literally go back and forth between the two, as I call them, contestants, to determine, as they go back and answer ethics questions, hopefully correctly, and by request, they're multiple choice to try to make it a little bit easier on everybody. Feel free to chime in, everybody in the audience, because everybody loves a peanut gallery, right? Particularly when you've got competition, and you can root on, take side bets, whatever will make this more enjoyable and pleasurable for you. Do y'all have a side bet? Y'all work together.
Really, it's just that who gets to say nyan, 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 nyan.
Sometimes when you have law partners, that is enough. All right.
We've worked together for 35 years, so that'll be a lot.
Mm-hmm. So this slide is us. We're going to go straight to question one. We didn't decide who's going first.
You go first. I am.
All right. Commanding. I like it. All right, Sam. Question. Some of them are very, very easy. The ones towards the front are very, very easy. Question one. If the court finds an appeal frivolous, it may order the sanctioned party to A, pay sanction to the court, B, pay each prevailing party on appeal just damages, C, both, D, neither.
I'm going with C.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
Oh, and just so you know, if he gets it incorrect, there is an opportunity to steal. So, yes, we're like that here. So don't look at the next slide. because you said C, sir, and oh, I wish I brought my little buzzer noise. You are wrong.
Mm.
All right, Jane. It's to you to steal. The answers that are remaining, sanctions, pay each prevailing party on appeal just damages, or neither?
I'm going to say A.
And you two are wrong. Yeah. I get to go, nah, 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 nah. I guess we could throw it out to the audience,
apparently,
and then maybe one
D.
of the audience members gets a trophy.
D. Apparently it's D.
It is B. Hey, each prevailing party on appeal just, see, you take that pride. That's what I'm talking about. That's the energy we need for this game show. Well, technically.
Hey.
So this goes straight out of Texas Rule Appellate Procedure 45.